Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Bob Shannon unpacking another big Command Performance. Yes, sir, 30 minutes of those goodies ordered in your letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, the requests really piled up for your host tonight, and he decided to do a special command version of his own program for you. He brought along the most interesting game you ever played, Take It or Leave It, the game that doubles in interest with every question asked. And now, I give you the man with the $64 question, tonight's distinguished paymaster of ceremonies. Here he is, Bill Baker.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and to those members of you are...
Well, now, let's get started. Says of we, and to those members of our armed forces, wherever you may be, I'd like to say hello and tell you that I'm deeply grateful for the invitation to appear on your command performance. Now, will everybody in the audience please stamp their feet on the floor? You do that, please? Thank you. The janitor wanted me to wake him at 8:30. Well, fellows, as you know, we're broadcasting from Hollywood, California. Ah, good old sunny California, where you can reach out of your window any morning and pick yourself a salmon. I lay the fish egg then. That's the halibut. Now, the thing is, I suppose some of you boys over there are waiting to hear what's doing over here. I tried to get some news from New York for you this morning. They told me that it's been so cold back east, all the nightclubs are putting alcohol in the liquor. And as for the news here in Hollywood, things are pretty much the same. I went to a real Hollywood party the other night. All the celebrities were there. Phil Harris came with his wife, Alice Faye. Harry James arrived with his wife, Betty Grable. Artie Shaw came with Phil Spitalny's orchestra. It was a very nice party. Very nice. They served two kinds of drinks. One was called O'Nerts. That's Sterno, spelled backwards. The other drink was a Whistler's Mother cocktail. You drink one and sit like that for the rest of the evening. But it was all right. The boys and girls played a lot of nice games. First, we played Pony Post Office. That's something like Post Office, only with a little more horsing around. Then Marie Wilson, Lana Turner, and Jane Russell wanted to play a game, and somebody suggested True or Falsies. That broke up the party and a couple of nice friendships, too. Well, anyhow, fellas, I can tell you that when you come back, you'll find a lot of new post-war gadgets. There's a new car coming out that runs on land and in the water. It'll be great for women drivers. If they don't get you on land, they can chase you into the water and hold you under with one wheel. Men's clothing will be made out of wood, plain, ordinary wood. When you light a cigarette, a termite sticks his head out and says, "No smoking in the lower balcony." There'll be no buttons on those wooden pants. Just swinging doors. Well, fellas, before our first contestant comes to the mic, I'd like to read a few wires which I've just received to show you how popular I really am. It says, "Dear Phil, you're a terrific fellow. Signed, the people of Pocatello." Here's another one. "Phil, you're a terrific laugh-getter. Signed, the people of Marietta." And here's the last one. "Phil, you're a terrific..." Well, this one's from Albuquerque. Seems like they like my work. And coming up to the microphone to work for $64 is our first contestant. His name is Ted Bentley, a top sergeant in the United States Army. How are you, Sergeant Bentley?
Fine, Dandy.
How are you feeling tonight?
Weak.
Where are you weak?
Legs, knees, everywhere.
A top sergeant should be weak?
Well, I'm not a top tech.
Oh, a tech sergeant.
That's it.
And, let me see. It's quite a muscle there, old boy. Feel mine. Let go! Where are you from?
Meriden, Connecticut.
Maryland, is that it?
Meriden.
Oh, Meriden, Connecticut. How long since you've been home?
Oh, about a year and a half.
A year and a half. And the folks are back there, are they?
I believe so, yes.
Your wife?
No, my wife is here.
Your wife is with you. Have you any bambinos?
No.
No bambinos. How long have you been married?
5 years.
You're a tech sergeant, all right. What's funny about that? You like it out here?
Fine dandy.
It's a nice place, isn't it?
Well.
What do you do with your spare time?
Oh, hang around a bar or something.
A bar? What's that?
Place where you get a drink, you know, cool off.
Oh, I see what you mean. Ever go out to Santa Anita?
I was out there a week ago Thursday.
How'd you do?
Weak.
I'm trying to cut out betting when I'm at the racetrack. No good. As soon as I feel the urge, I say, get thee behind me, Satan. The minute he gets behind me, he pushes me up to the $2 window. All right, Sergeant, how about it? What do we discuss, please?
Oh, we'll try number 7.
Number 7. Here we go with number 7, card table talk. I see what you mean. Step a little closer, please. I'll give you some snatches of conversation. You tell me what game is being played for a buck. What do you mean I shouldn't have bid, too? I've got 5.5 quick tricks.
Bridge.
Bridge is good for a dollar. Fine. Without question. Well, I guess you've blitzed me again. No help. I guess you've blitzed me again.
Gin Rummy.
Gin Rummy! A little closer, please. Thank you, boy. Here we go with $4. Now, you don't have to continue. You can stop anywhere along the way, Sergeant, okay?
Go ahead.
Remember that. He only has $2. Give him a chance. Here we go with 4. He has points, but I have cards and spades.
Pinochle.
No. He has points, but I have cards and spades. Your private game is dice, eh? You know, they have gambling ships out here for lazy gamblers. All you have to do is put the dice down and let the ship roll. He has points, but I have cards and spades. Huh? No, no, no. No help, please. Related to the gentleman? Did you hear that? You heard that, didn't
right.
you? We're going to play fair, aren't we?
Right.
Here's an alternate question. I gave her a 2 demand and she passed.
Bridge.
Bridge is good. Fine. What do you do now?
Go ahead.
For $8, to what card does the following refer? I'll have 3.
Poker.
What kind of poker?
To be draw.
Draw is better. Okay. I've got 2 aces back to back. What's the game?
Stud poker.
Stud poker.
Go ahead.
You can stop if you like.
Go ahead, try it.
What are you going to do with this money?
Give it to my wife, I guess. She's here.
Always the wife. Is she here?
Yeah, that's why I had to say it.
Oh. Strictly, here we go for $32. Tell me the game. Hit me lightly. No help.
Blackjack.
Blackjack for $20.
Go ahead, I might as well see it all the way.
Shoot the works, eh?
Shoot the works.
Good luck. Here we go for $64. For $64, you've got 2 boxes on me. No help.
Gin Rummy.
Gin Rummy. Get the All right, here's our next guest coming to the microphone. Very charming lady. Very charming lady, Bernice. McCraig? A sergeant. My goodness, I've never met a lady sergeant.
Here I am.
Well, how do you do? Gee, you don't look too tough to me. You really don't. Well, you don't look rough or tough. You're really very charming. Are you here alone tonight?
Yes,
your boyfriend in the audience?
Oh, no.
No boyfriend. Do you listen to Take It or Leave It?
Well, I have before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to...
Oh, have you listened to it at home?
Oh, sure.
Good. And you can answer all the questions if you're in your parlor, isn't that right?
Huh? I don't know all of them.
Huh?
I don't know all of them.
You don't know all of them? Just lost up a good joke. Okay. I'm only kidding. You don't seem a bit nervous.
I'm somewhat nervous.
Have you spoken into a microphone before? Huh?
Just once.
Just once. When was that?
Tom Fetterman.
I can't hear you.
Tom Fetterman.
Did you get a hat?
Oh, I got a dozen roses.
A dozen roses? No orchids?
Well, just give me a few more years.
Oh, you have to be a little older, I say. Why, you can't be over 31. Try to guess my age. But stop at 64, will you, please? I've been trying to find out how old Jack Benny and Georgie Jessel are. No chance. Both birth certificates were burned in the Chicago fire. All right, Sergeant McCrae, please forgive me. What have you chosen to discuss with me, please?
Number three, I think.
Number three? What do you do for diversion? What is your hobby?
Hunting and fishing.
Hunting and fishing?
I like to.
When were you out hunting last?
Well, I...
Quiet!
Well, I was about hunting and fishing up in Minnesota.
What's the last thing you shot?
A pheasant.
A pheasant? Did you eat it?
Well, we had more than one, after all.
Oh, but you had a feast on pheasant, huh? My mother-in-law went hunting. Couldn't get a thing. Couldn't keep a trap shut. Here we go. Oh, thanks for that one, believe me. You chose what, please, Sergeant?
Number three.
Number three, animals, skirt or pants? If these animals were human, would each one wear pants or a skirt? For a dollar, stag.
Pants.
Pants is good for a buck, okay? Here we go for two, mare.
Mare. Skirt.
Skirt is good. Shall we go on for four?
Yes, sir.
Here's the question. Pants or skirt? Doe.
Skirt.
Skirt is good. The doe is a female deer. That's very easy to remember because you can't have a deer unless you have the doe, you see. Oh, thank you very much. Pants or skirt? Ram. No help?
Pants.
Pants! Right, right, right. Good. Okay, but shall we go on for 16?
Okay.
Pants or skirt? U. E-W-E.
Skirt.
You want to continue or stop
sure.
at 16 bucks?
Oh, I'll go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay,
nothing
here we go.
Lose.
Nothing to lose. What are you going to do with this money? In case you win.
Well, that's a military secret.
I see what you mean. Okay. Here we go. Pants or skirt? Philly.
Skirt.
Skirt! What do we do? Try it for 64 bucks? Huh? What do you think she ought to do? $64. Would it wear a pants? Would it wear a pants or a skirt? Sow.
Skirt.
Skirt! Dean Bradley is our next guest. Private First Class in the United States Marines. How about a nice guy? How are you tonight?
Fine.
Are you a native Californian?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome, old boy. And where are you from?
Fresno, sir.
Fresno. Good town, Fresno. How long you been in?
About 9 months, sir.
You wouldn't believe this, but I was in the Navy in the last war. Did you ever have Maldemir?
No.
That's French, but you can't take it with you, you know. I was really seasick. I was the first one to sue the government for porthole to porthole pay. How's your IQ tonight?
Fair.
Fair. Well, let me test it. Tell me the difference between a helicopter and a helicrafter.
Helicopter goes up and down.
Yeah?
I don't want the other one.
Helicopter is my brother-in-law. He uses that to take pedestrians from Hollywood and Vine across the street, back and forth. A helicrafter is one of those powerful radios. A helicrafter. I tuned in the other day and heard an Eskimo making love to his girl. He was singing, "Give me 5 months more, give me 5 months." All right, Private First Class Dean Bradley, what have you chosen, please?
Number 14.
Number 14. Here we go with number 14. That is places, real or fictional. Is each of the following places real or fictional for a dollar? Borneo.
Real.
Real is good for a buck. Don't be nervous. Come on, step up, buddy. I finally found out what makes the wild men of Borneo wild. I saw a picture of the Borneo women. You have a... You have a butt. Here we go for two. Is it real or fictional? Killarney. Killarney.
It's fictional. Oh, I guess it's real.
Well, what do we do? For $4, are you real or fictional?
Real.
Oh, here we are. Okay, tell me, for $8, is it real? Real or fictional? Mandalay.
Real.
Real is good. Now then, what do we do? Try from 16?
Shoot the works.
Shoot the works. Gee, he's gay. All right, is it real or fictional? Waikiki.
Real.
Real, good. Too much traveling?
Not too much.
Ever been to Waikiki?
No.
Ever been to Las Vegas?
No.
It's a gambling town, you know. Traffic lights are red, green, and 2-1, you won't make it. Okay, here we go. $32. Shall we try? Is this place real or fictional? Isle of Wight. Is it real or fictional? Isle of Wight.
Real.
Real is good. I have $32. Would you like to quit?
No. Go ahead.
All right, here's the question for $64. You're on your own. No coaching, please. Is it real or fictional? Oz.
Fictional.
Fictional! And now, Al Sack and his 18 burlap bags will play a number dedicated to Jane Russell, Thou Swell. Following through with Take It or Leave It, and here is our next guest coming up to the microphone, Ted Best, First Sergeant, the United States Army. How about it? How do you do, sir?
Pretty good, sir.
Nice having you with us. Welcome to our little show, and I'd like to hear your speaking voice, please.
What do you want to hear?
Well, say something nice. Would you tell me, sir?
Said he can't do it.
Would you tell me what the salary is? Is it a secret? Could you tell me what the salary is of a sergeant?
$2. $2.
I think that guy said too much.
Too much? What is it?
Oh, it's 165.
165?
To start, yes.
I know a sergeant is getting 3 1/4.
Well, so am I, but I've got a lot of service.
Well, I think he has a better location than you have. All right, Sergeant. Let's get on with the show, please. What have you chosen?
13.
Number 13. Okay, here we go with number 13. Misfits, geography. These are some general questions about geography for a dollar.
Which one of these is not a European river? The Po, the Ganges, the Tiber? No help.
Ganges.
Ganges, good. Here we go for $2. Which one of these island groups is not in the Atlantic? The Azores, the Marianas, the Cape Verde Islands?
Marianas.
Marianas. Here we go for $4. Which one of these mountains is not a famous volcano? Mount Everest, Mount Etna, Mount Vesuvius?
Everest.
Everest is good. Excellent answer, sir. You have $4 coming. Shall we go on for $8?
Yep.
Here we go. Which one of these is not a South American country? Paraguay, Colombia, Caracas?
Oh.
You heard that, sir?
What was that one? I didn't get that.
That was, which one of these rivers is not a tributary of the Mississippi? The Missouri, the Ohio, the Housatonic?
Housatonic.
Housatonic! Now that gives you, let's see, you have... $16 coming. Shall we try for 32?
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Quiet, Private. Which one of these cities is not a state capital? Seattle, Washington, Lincoln, Nebraska, Sacramento, California?
Seattle,
Washington. All right, now. You have $32, Sergeant. What do you think we ought to do?
Go ahead.
Try for 64?
Yes. Yeah.
What are you going to do with the money?
Wait till I get it.
Always on that beam, brother. Here we go for $64. Which one of these countries is not part of the British Empire? New Zealand, Australia, Java?
Java.
Java is correct. All right, I think we have time for one more contestant. How about it? Can we go?
Another Marine, sir.
With Arcus and accordion, sailor?
I don't know. I'm afraid I don't understand those tunes very well.
Where are you from?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City, Utah. You know this tune?
Down by the old mill stream.
So you do understand it, don't you?
Yes.
All right, here we go for $1. I'll take it for $1. Okay? Step up.
Down by the old mill stream.
I heard you. Wait a minute. Okay. Shall we go on for $2?
Yes.
You don't mind, huh?
Not at all.
Okay. For $2.
Margie.
Wait a minute. Coming, shall we go for $4? Here's the $4 song. Let's have it.
Roll out the barrel.
Roll out the barrel. That's the $16 song. Coming up.
Thank you. little dog.
Get along, little dog. Head to the left.
Yes. Huh? The 32. You really?
You want to?
Yes. Sounds like Margie.
How about it? $64?
I'll go all the way.
All the way.
Down by the old mill stream.
Very happy. Had a chance to take care of the Navy then. I want to thank my contestants that were really on the beam tonight. And I want them to know that tonight's jackpot amounts to $450. That was the comparable amount that was won by the contestants. Our contestants are going to race for it, and the first one with the right answer rings the bell for all the dough. If no one wins, the money will go to the American Red Cross. Remember, it's a race. The first contestant who hits the bell and has the correct answer gets the entire amount. You've got to be fast, but you've got to be right, too. Put on your thinking caps, get out your pencils, and let's go. Here's the question. What's the largest animal in existence? Terribly sorry. We pondered over this jackpot tonight because as much as we wanted to give it to the Red Cross, we hoped that one of you ladies and gentlemen would win it. I'm terribly sorry we thought the question, while it wasn't too easy, that a good guess might have made the grade. The question was, what's the largest animal in existence? And the answer is the whale. And
Well, Phil, I guess we've just about reached the end of the record for tonight.
Yes, Bob, we hope all of you listening have enjoyed this special version of Take It or Leave It, as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Old Command will be winging your way again next week with ingredients as directed in those swell letters of yours.
Yeah, and in the meantime, thanks for asking us in. Those thanks come tonight from Phil, from Al Sack and the orchestra,
and from our announcer, Bob Shannon. This is Phil Baker. Good night, folks.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.